This is the Wonder Life Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Ritter. Each week, I interview game changers, thought leaders, and functional health and wellness experts to inspire us to light up our lives so we can go out and light up this world. You may follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U.
I'd like to take a moment today to thank some of our sponsors for the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo happening on April 6th at the Fort Collins Lincoln Center. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Discover Life Chiropractic and Wellness Center can help you. They offer services and licensed professionals to help you and your family with drug-free solutions. Specific chiropractic, acupuncture, functional medicine, naturopathic medicine, massage, cold laser, non-surgical solutions for bulging herniated discs, CBDs, homeopathic HGH, and custom DNA guided nutrition can be made specifically for you. Give Discover Life Chiropractic a call at 970-622-0075. Wild Bloom Skincare is a line of pure skincare products for the face and body. The brand was founded in 2016 by an esthetician who saw the need for products that were not only safe to use, but delivered real results. Thoughtfully formulated with the highest quality botanicals, essential oils, vitamins, and antioxidants that are celebrated for their safety and efficacy, Wild Bloom skincare products are proudly free of the harmful chemicals, toxins, and synthetic ingredients commonly found in skincare products today. The 21-piece product line offers a customized approach to skincare, giving women the ability to tailor their regimen based on their unique needs and at an attainable price point. Wild Bloom skincare products are made in small batches and are available for purchase direct to consumer online at www.wildbloomskincare.com. Today on the Wonder Life Podcast, we are so excited to introduce you to Dr. Ed Career. Dr. Career is an integrative medical practitioner who works with people who have cancer and autoimmune diseases. He is a wealth of knowledge, and we are so thankful that he joined us for this podcast and that he will be at the Wonder Health Summit on April 6th. Register for the summit today at wonderhealth.com.
So you started, like, was your career always in integrative medicine, or did you?
Unfortunately, my career started about 30 years ago.
You must be happy.
As a traditional allopathic internist, and I was a hospital-based physician for almost 25 years, which means I just took care of the sickest people in the hospital. Did about 10 years of neurocritical care up at Swedish. Myself and my partners pretty much ran the intensive care unit up there. And then it wasn't until really, Andrea, about 8 years ago, because at that point in time, in short order, I first came down, was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. I mean, obviously Hashimoto's, along with cancer.
And at the same time?
Within about a year.
Oh, my God.
I was seeing an integrative doc for the hormones and the thyroid, and then they checked the PSA and was kind of climbing pretty rapidly, and that's when I got diagnosed with prostate cancer. And, you know, I'm 48 years old. It's like, what's going on? I'm healthy. I think I eat right. And so it was in that process that I went back and did the two-year integrative medicine fellowship down at the University of Arizona under Dr. Andrew Weil. And, oh my God, opened my eyes.
Wow.
I was like, one, I was kind of pissed. Why did no one teach me this, you know?
Yeah.
And when you look, because we're always taught, you know, well, evidence-based. You know, you got to have evidence. You got to have randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blinded trials. And you know what? When you look into herbs, you look into nutrients, there's a lot of data out there that we're just not familiar with. There is evidence. And once you realize the impact that the microbiome, your nutrition, your food, your stress level, and environmental toxins play in your health, you realize why our health is pretty much going to crap.
It does. I really love to be positive, and I am a positive person, but it really honestly seems like so many people have so many issues these days. I'm 43 and I'm like, how am I having the issues I'm having? I do feel like I'm on the upward swing, but it has been probably a 5-year process of figuring out in the last year, like such like acute crap, like shingles. I'm like, why do I have shingles? Then I have, you know, that I'm dealing with Hashimoto's. Question for you though, back to the Hashimoto's. I don't feel like you, I don't hear of a ton of men who have it. Like, is that more rare?
It is a little more rare. I think women in general or historically have a lot more autoimmune disease because their immune system is so variable, right? I mean, women, you know, designed to proliferate and have babies. And part of the immune system regulation is that it's got to really self-adjust during that process so you don't try to reject your baby.
Right.
And so that's why a lot of autoimmune conditions are actually suppressed while women are pregnant. And then once they deliver, they flare up or are diagnosed at that time.
That is fascinating.
And as a male, our hormones and our immune system is hopefully more stable, but environmental toxins, food, don't get me started on GMOs and other things, but pesticides, herbicides.
Yes.
I mean, what we know about these things now is that it used to be when I was in training, 95% of thyroid problems were autoimmune. It was Hashimoto's. Now, about half or more is from environmentally induced toxicities, meaning that these pesticides, herbicides, or chemicals bind and change your immune function. I mean, you hear of like phytoestrogens for like breast cancer and in soy and those type things. Well, those are things that mimic. Okay. A xenobiotic is something that binds to your receptor but doesn't let go. So it may be in a nanomolar concentration, you know, like a speck of grain in a swimming pool. That low of a concentration can have huge impacts on your immune system.
So what are we going to do about this? Because this is crazy. And it's like, okay, well, what we now know, we have data showing the connections between all these issues and environmental toxins. What in the name of God are we going to do about it? And like someone the other day was telling me that the municipality, the water people in Fort Collins have now added this crazy thing to the water. Nobody knows about it. And people are having autoimmune-like symptoms as a result. So they've taken out something that's kind of like, they've taken out chlorine or something like that. And they put something back in that is like one molecule or, you know, I'm clearly a scientist, let's be real, but something very close to chlorine, but it's like really messing with people. And I was like, well, no one tells you. So how do you deal with, you know, this world we live in with these toxins, with stuff in our water and whatever, without being psychotic and fearful about what you put into your body? Like, can I drink out of my tap?
No, I mean, that's a very, very pertinent question. I usually start off this, I want to say rant, but, but, you know, I've never really been a conspiracy theorist. But that doesn't mean that all this stuff is happening without your knowledge.
Right.
And if you think that the food we're putting in our mouth and the things we're being given and what we're being told doesn't have a huge financial bias, then we're drastically wrong.
Right.
We've got to, one, start by education. We have to start educating people that what they're being told is not correct, that these things are bad for them and that it is influencing things. I mean, and the data proves that, right? I mean, I think the huge lawsuit against Monsanto that groundskeeper won is just the beginning of what we're going to see as far as people revolting against the system.
It's going to be the health, like, and not to diminish Me Too, but it's going to be that, this is going to be that version from the health side of going, hey, yeah, I've got stuff too. And it's because you were spraying and you were doing this, you were doing that and putting stuff in my water. And, you know, and I do feel like things are shifting and changing. We do have more education. I mean, that's, I think, why you do what you do to help people heal, and I'm doing what I'm doing so I can at least provide a platform for people who are like you who can help us, because it's a crazy thing to navigate. And even when you are working with a functional doctor, like, as wonderful as I love my doctor, I see another one and I have other opinions, because, you know, I need to figure out how I can be proactive in this process.